Look at us all patiently waiting to talk over the song. I should actually pot that down a proper amount. Now you can hear me. Hi.
Word them up.
All right, folks. Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined by Howard Flood. Show site inpapasbasement.com. Go there for every episode of this beautiful thing we've ever done. At Papa's Basement, my Twitter handle, if you want to bug me there. And I guess that's it for the promos. Find us on iTunes if you do the podcast subscription thing. And if you have a droid because you are broke or foreign or a nerd, then use Stitcher. We can go out. That's it. I can pot down on that. I forgot that third category when we were talking about droids earlier. There are foreign guys that just love their droids. Don't know why. I think they fall under the poor category. Maybe. All foreigners are poor. America. There you go. It's the first show of the new year.
Happy New Year, John.
Oh, Happy New Year, Howard. Howard Flood. There's your real name again. Happy New Year to you, buddy. How did you spend your New Year's Eve?
I actually went to two different parties in D.C., in the district.
Look at you. Look at you. Were they good parties?
They were very different parties. I'll say that as I inch nearer to 40 and further from 30. I'm finding myself dwelling more amongst couples and less amongst the singletons. But
oh, okay. So they were not eyes wide shut sex parties, or were they?
No, sadly not. No, okay. Not that type of party. But there was a stark contrast between the singleton party and the coupled up party. So
okay, we'll get to that in a minute, I guess. Or do we want to get to it now?
I think we want to hear about your New Year's, John, because this is called Papa's Basement for a reason.
Oh, well, let me tell you about the wilderness that was mine, the wilding. I was wilding like a black teen. I was just wilding. No, let's see. I went to my chick's house, which is conveniently her mom's house.
Yeah,
so
nice.
Not a lot of partying down to be done there. And her older brother also lives at home. And he had over his male friend. So he had like a dude's New Year's Eve with a dude.
Okay. So did they kiss at midnight or?
The brother has a girlfriend.
Okay.
So, I mean, he doesn't play for that team, but.
Where is this girlfriend on New Year's then?
I was very puzzled by that because I heard they were not together for New Year's. I'm like, did they fight? Like, why has he got a male friend over? I got no news one way or the other on that. But yes, I am pretty much autistic when it comes to social skills. And not like the mild autism either, where you just do math well. Like the bad kind, where like you see a hot girl and you start just punching your testicles in a rage or something like that. Even I know you spend New Year's with your chick, because that's where I was. Do you think I wanted to sit around and like get a poor night's of sleep in a double bed or whatever the hell it is and toss and turn and her cat jumps on you the whole night? No. But you suck it up. So I went there. She cooked tacos, chicken tacos, which were good. She's gotten very into the cooking thing lately. And we were upstairs watching Netflix by 8:30 or 9, and she was asleep by 9:30.
Oh, wow.
And so I sat in bed for 2 hours in the dark watching Boss with Kelsey Grammer on Netflix on my phone in bed, petting her cat. And I was asleep by like 11:30 because I couldn't get a live feed of the ball drop. So I was like, you know what? The hell with this. And I think my mom FaceTimed me around 11:45 or 11:50 to say Happy New Year's. And that was it. That was my wild evening.
Wait, so cooking a chicken taco, is that a euphemism
No.
for you watched her masturbate?
I wish. I feel like Hank Kingsley, who was talking about his wife who was about to divorce him. He's like, I haven't seen down there for months. She could have grown a dick for all I know. That's really how I feel. She could have, and a black one at that. You know, I really, it has been some time since I have operated on that front. Yeah. Frustrating. Masturbating a lot. So, yeah, that's how I get by. Yeah, that was my evening. So we did nothing to an almost comical point. Like, it's one thing to not go out, to not even stay up for the ball drop.
Yeah.
That's just an F you to everything. But I almost like it. It's almost like an Indian spiritual thing. Like, what's one day compared to the other? It's all the same crap. Sun goes up, sun comes down.
Well, my mom, as you know, is Asian. And so we've adopted.
What? I just thought you were Hispanic this whole time. Yes.
We have adopted the Chinese New Year tradition for the Gregorian New Year calendar.
So you get like 40 people walking in a dragon?
Well, it's a Korean celebration where we have like New Year's soup. It's kind of like eating black eyed peas for people in the South. We don't eat even, rice cake soup.
My mom has so many weird dietary things for the New Year's. Black eyed peas, sauerkraut. This is all just crap she read, by the way, in the last 20 years. She didn't grow up in the deep South.
Okay.
And then when I was driving home, I was like, I'm going to swing by Chick-fil-A. Do you want anything? She goes, you don't eat chicken on the New Year. You'll be scratching and pecking for money all year. And
wow.
I said, you could tell me that I was guaranteed to get AIDS if I ate that sandwich, and I'd still eat the damn thing. And it was delicious, by the way. That just spicy chicken sandwich. I wonder how much in my life I've wasted money-wise in a pecuniary realm upgrading to the spicy every time I eat at Chick-fil-A.
That's like a trick question because it's not wasting money.
You are so right. You are so right. It's like getting the better rims on your car. Yeah. How's that a waste? Oh, my God. Wow, I'd never even thought of it like that. You're 100% correct. Okay, so rice cake soup, how does that even work? Don't you like, that's like saying cracker soup. You put in the soup and
they're
1 second
rice.
Later.
The cakes are soft.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Not that crap with like the Quaker on
it's
the
got
front.
A bit of a porridge texture, the soup itself, and then the cakes are in there, and then you can kind of customize like the heat level if you really want to add some spicy sauce to it. We usually throw some beef or some oyster in there. It's pretty delicious. It's a nice way, it's kind of a nice tradition, but long story short, my mom always serves that like around noon, so I learned a long time ago that it doesn't make sense to get hungover on New Year's Eve, basically. Just planning for that New Year's Day hangover is something I no longer do. I just plan to go to my mom's around noon. So that means I just take it easy on the drinking. The cops are out heavy anyway. So took my chick around to a couple of parties for her friends on New Year's Eve. Like I said, the first one was many a single woman at this house party that we showed up at first.
Is that fun for you? Like,
no.
I date women typically who are as psycho as me. And so they have no friends usually.
New Year's is the worst night to go hang out with a bunch of single girls because they're all neurotic. I shouldn't say they're all neurotic. At least 40% of them are neurotic about the fact that they're single. And it's just grating on the nerves of everyone who's there that doesn't have their problem. It's as if they need to share that conflict in their brain.
Do they not
on
shut
everyone
up
else.
About that?
They don't share it, but you can tell with like the frenetic nature of whatever they are talking about. That they just really want someone to show up before midnight that they can kiss. They
Do
really
they all
want
have
that.
Like little Senor Wences hands painted on?
You know that movie, 5 Year Engagement?
Is that the Jason Segel?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I liked it.
So
it once.
They the way they meet is at a costume party for New Year's.
Okay, that's right.
That's the moment that I feel like many single women are waiting. Not all, but a sizable percentage, a noticeable percentage of women want some dude to just show up at the party who also came stag. And is going to be willing to give them a kiss at midnight and then get their number so they can go on a real first date before Valentine's comes around the corner.
That's so adorable women are that way. I have one friend that I keep on Facebook because I swear to God she's nuts. And she'll post things, articles that are on like Slate and HuffPo and crap like that, almost to the effect of like if a man approaches a woman, it's like assaulting her. You know, like it's gotten to that degree. Like there's an article done on HuffPo a couple weeks ago about a guy who just like picks up girls on the subway by saying like, hey, do you have the time or something like that? And that's his intro. And he gets numbers and they were condemning him. Like he was like, yeah, I ask for their number. Then I spit on my hand and I fist them really hard. Like they were so weird about it. And I'm like, what's wrong with a guy going up to a girl and saying, hey, like that's an act of valor. I'm not saying he's on Normandy right there, but it's close.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's weird to just approach a stranger. I really do.
I don't have the balls for it. Don't get me wrong. I envy those that do. I'm sorry that this was a bit of a digression, but like,
if women
are really feeling that way, then what are they? What's expect? I mean, don't they think that like most guys have been beaten down at this point? Or is it like, well, the only guy that'll come up to me is Mr. Gray from 50 Shades of Gray himself? And no unattractive man would hit on me.
I mean,
only
I understand. You got to meet people somehow. But there's a time and place for it where you can announce that, hey, I'm single, ready to mingle. You know, you go to a bar. Bar to me is a pretty natural place to walk up to a woman and be like, what's up?
Yeah, to me, a party is that place too, though.
Party, absolutely.
Okay.
But Subway, I'm just trying to go to work, bro. Like, you don't need to be talking to me.
I guess
that's
you're
exactly
right.
the way that women phrase it when they're trying to say no to a man.
You don't need to talk to me, bro. That's going to work.
That did sound very feminine. Hey, bro, get your dick out of my face.
So I don't know. I'm not a fan of that. I do question people's ability to like discern who makes a good mate just based on appearance.
It's worked for us for a while, for millennia. But I know what you're saying.
You're talking about people who blow their load inside women unprotected. Like, that's the whole concept behind mating rituals, whereas we are a civilized society where we try not to get people pregnant the day we meet them.
I mean, not where you're from, but... I represent the community, son. That's how you compliment a woman, where I'm from. I like the way you walk. Here's your baby.
Child support, that's another question.
Oh, yeah. That's not one of our traditions. Black Eyed Peas, yes. Child support payments, no. So you were in a party with a bunch of single girls, and they were reeking of the stinky cologne that is desperation.
Not all. Again, it was a third. I would say a third.
A third. Okay.
But it's still, like, in the aggregate.
Were they attractive? Or was it kind of like, you know, the troll brigade?
Mixed bag.
Okay.
Mixed bag.
God.
But, like... You know, it's...
Wish you'd sent me photos. That's all I'm thinking right now.
It's just one of those things where...
I could have used something to look at instead of the back of my girlfriend's head from 9:30 p.m. onward.
All I'm saying is, like, in that situation, if you are a single dude, do not talk to the crazies who seem to be frenetic. Go talk to the chicks who are just content with the fact that it's New Year's. That's my opinion.
You're talking dating versus mating. You want the girl who's like, ha, 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 this year's going to be different, right, guys? Oh, my God, someone needs to kiss me. I mean, that'd be awesome. You're going to be balls deep in her before, like, Ryan Seacrest is done.
You ever been, like, with one of those girls and then dealt with it the next morning?
No, because I'm the psycho that always escapes at 5 a.m.
Okay.
Like, I have this weird game I play with myself, and this isn't a joke. Like, back when I was screwing around a lot, like, I fancied my ability to get out of any bed without waking up a woman.
But you were adamant that you would never take that woman home to your place.
Yeah, I pretty much always, only once did I let a really, like, crappy chick spend the night, and she passed out and was, like, snoring hard instantly.
That's awesome.
And I was like, this is exactly what I deserve for not getting her out the door. And then she woke up and was in a bitchy mood, and I pretty much just, like, stood there and looked at her until she left. It was really awkward.
Wow.
I was just like, yeah, I'm not.
Was that college or was that when you were in Fairfax?
That was when I was in Fairfax. All right. And like, I knew it was a bad deal, but I just banged this one chick for the first time that day. And then this other chick was like nearby and she's like just pressuring me. She's like, I want to hang out. And I'm not saying either was like a 10 or something. But I was like, where am I going to bang two new pieces in one day? Like, you know, that's like Mick Jagger's afternoon, but I'm John Papagiorgio of Fairfax, Virginia.
I just need to get that off my bucket list.
Yeah. So like I did it and like the second performance was just like me, you know, I was kind
of your
like,
celebration of the fact that you have a penis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just like, and she said I was bossy just cause I, you know, I call a couple shots, you know, I'd be like, oh, this ain't working for me, bend over, stuff like that. I guess I am a dick in bed, but what do you want? You want someone sitting there all listless?
Stick
or
your finger into my prostate. That's your favorite move, right?
Exactly. I call it the milking. And it keeps me healthy. I have the bung of a tween. Yeah, so that was my one brush with keeping around a psychopath.
Okay.
And, yeah, she stayed there, and I was like, oh, I knew this was a mistake, and she woke up, and it was really awkward, and then she left, and the instant she left, I bragged to my roommate.
Yeah. So lately, yeah, I've just, I noticed the stark contrast between hanging out with a larger group predominantly of single people at a party, and then, like, the transition from that party to where we were at midnight, which was almost exclusively couples.
Mm-hmm.
There was a handful of single people. They were all cool, obviously, because it didn't bother them that they were hanging out with a bunch of people who were coupled off. They just were like, I knew what I was getting into before I came here, which is why I came here, instead of going and hanging out with the crazy single girls I know.
There's something so awkward about couples having to hang out. Like, it reminds me of, like, Valentine's Day now, where everyone has to give a Valentine to everyone. It's like little kid mechanics all over again. Like, you're stuck in a classroom with some people you hate, but you got to make nice with them.
It scares me crapless, man, because, yeah, as we were talking before the show, I am going to get engaged probably before our next show.
What? So. You're not going to fake telling me that for the first time on the air? Bastard.
So yeah, like I'm that's the one thing where I'm like, me and my girl have talked about this, the fact that we have plenty of single friends between us. Cough, jump up short. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. No, I'm only de facto single because my girl's 12. She's legal drinking age, whatever.
Yeah. No, but it's, seriously, like, when you have friends who are single and you are in a couple, it can get awkward with some people and vice versa. I think sometimes when you're single, when I've been single, I've had friends who couldn't handle chilling with me while I was in a relationship.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it's one of those weird things where what happens to people.
Do you expect a friend to be okay? Like, would you feel like an ass if every time your friend wanted to hang with you, your girl had to come along? Like, do you think that's a necessary thing? Like, your friend has to be cool with your chick every time? Or would you only ask them to do that once in a blue moon or what?
I guess that's the balance that some couples are afraid. Because I guess that's what I wanted your opinion on this. Because like hung out with a couple friends a couple days ago, and every time we hang out with this couple, they never like try to hang out with us one on one.
Okay.
They always like hang out with us as a couple.
Did you meet them as a couple though?
No, Rachel met the girl at work, so they were work friends.
Uh-huh.
And when this other woman left the workplace, they just started hanging out together with us as a couple. It was weird. So they only used to hang out at work, and now when we see them, it's both of us with both of them.
Maybe the dude's insisting on it. Like,
no,
he realizes
because
what a Lothario you are, that like if he wasn't there, you'd be balls deep in his chick while she's like munching Rachel out.
No, because it's we've gone out with our other friends, and like they don't have other single friends. It's really like I've seen this
crap.
Like multiple times where there are people who as couples won't go hang out with anyone other than couples. Like, they don't have, like, friends of the same sex.
I'm so happy. Like, I have zero. I don't hang with my couple friends with my chick. I've done it, like, once or twice, and it's, like, a big occasion.
Yeah.
I love just having that private world with her, which is not to say it's an exciting world.
Right.
We do nothing. We just watch, like, different shows than what I would watch on my own.
Right.
It's like I go there. It's like, you want to watch Gilmore Girls or, you know, Undeclared reruns, crap like that. And then I go home and I watch Boss. It's night and day.
No, I mean, it's a little strange because my girl does watch football. So that's a bad example.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, like when I go watch football, she could usually come and like be cool.
At what age, and this is going to sound weird coming from me, given that like I so rarely have someone, I just happen to now.
Mm-hmm.
But at what age does a single dude get a little weird to you? Because I'm gonna level with you, now that I've had the chick around for a bit,
yeah,
I look at my single guy friends and like I see myself in them, don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But also once in a while I'm like, what's wrong with you? Why don't you have a woman? Like,
I guess there's two ways to look at it. Is he single, like, because Because
he's too busy hounding? No, I'm talking like single and doesn't even get prostitutes. Like that I'd understand. Like once a month you got to let off the steam.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you give enough
like
details.
Single, okay, guys who are more or less single and like their sex life is porn. And that's it.
Yeah, that's not good.
Okay.
That's not good.
Yeah, and like they don't really mingle with women.
The idea that they're between girlfriends is not what is their current affliction
over
for,
yeah, like, yeah, over half a decade between girlfriends.
Okay. Yeah, that's not trying. That's not an attempt to,
okay,
like,
there's something odd about that a little, right? Just a little.
No dating profile? Would they tell you if they had like online dating profiles at least? Because that would at least be like, hey, I'm just talking to girls in fantasy land. It could just,
okay,
be some 40-year-old dude screwing with me. But
so if you're saying even if they're striking out left and right, but if they have the dating profile, they're at least somewhat normal?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because, okay, they're just, like, fishing out for what's on the internet.
Okay.
Dating, online dating is, like, a whole different realm. There's, like, a pattern to it that you have to learn. It's a different language, really. But it's a language that you can learn more easily than going out into the public and just, like, finding a random person to talk to at a bar.
All right. Then as long as they're making a go of it, I will not feel awkward around them.
They should, like, at least be IMing. With
oh god,
women.
like 20-year-old John.
Yeah, that there should be an exchange of online messages. They should probably not end with, like, threats of violence, which is apparently a thing now.
Date me or I'll cut you, bitch.
Where it's like, hey, you look sexy. I hate you, bitch! Die! You know, that's kind of like a common theme I hear from women about
online dating.
No, yeah, there's like websites dedicated to shaming jerks on online dating profile sites. So.
I'll tell you something interesting. A friend of mine who she hadn't been out for a while, and she finally went out a couple times, twice with a guy.
Yeah.
And she finally said, like, you know, I'm not exactly feeling it.
Yeah.
And he texted her in the neighborhood of like 200 to 300 times. And it got to the point he had his mom call her on the cell phone and say, like, look, my son thought things went really well. What happened? And she ultimately had to call the sheriff because he said he was going to come over.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's happening with online dating where, like, people can be so hurt over being rejected and, like, so disproportionately hurt by, like, a rejection.
I think what blows my mind about that is, in what universe do you ever think to yourself, this woman rejected me, but only if she talks to my mom, and here's what a nifty feller I am, things are going to be fine. Putting my mom on the phone to defend me is going to fix this right up.
I think you learned that the hard way at age 23, right?
Dude, I don't let my mom near anyone I date. It's horrific. I mean, I'm nuts and a mama's boy and everything bad. Even I know you don't do that.
Yeah. Not a strong showing of, like, why I'm dateable material.
I could have been with a woman for 15 years and had two kids with her. And my mom's like, do you want me to say something to her? She's about to divorce you. I say, no, I got this. Just so weird. That one blew me away. Yeah, guys, I think I realize, like, as much as I am outwardly weird, I think inwardly I'm really normal. Whereas most people are, I guess, a little more normal on the outside, but, like, inside, some real crazy crap lurks. Like, I've never broken up with a chick, and things were poor at all. Like, most of my exes, like, as long as we're single or whatever, like, I still get to visit the honeypot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
right.
I would say 9 out of 10 I'm good with. There's very few exes that I don't talk with at some point or another.
But you're talking about relationships that lasted how long?
Even the chicks that I dumped off in once and called it dumping off.
No, I'm saying what's the longest of those?
Oh, those chicks that I keep in touch with?
Yeah.
Some I was with like a year or so.
Okay.
A couple for
I think
like
once you get
months.
Past that year mark, it can be harder to be a friend, I'd say, from my personal experience.
I guess. So. Like, there were people where, like, at the time it ended and I was butt hurt.
Yeah.
But I knew enough to bite my tongue.
Right.
I was never like, you know, insert racial slur, C word here. Like, and... Like, I just was like, you know what? Have a nice life. I was an abrupt dick about it, but it was a breakup. You know what I mean? Like, I was giving it, I put it
You ripped
the
Band-Aid off.
Yeah. I was like, hey, look, this got to end. Bye.
You ripped the Band-Aid off, but you didn't stab it with your pen. Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, within a year, you know what? I'd be cool with any of those people now.
Yeah.
And that's what you have to realize in life. As hurt as you are, it's so rare that you walk away and, like, years later, you still have that axe to grind. There's a couple people in my life that I truly hate to that depth.
Right.
Guys I used to work with. and it's rare. But, like, I almost cherish that hate. Because, like, I like that I'm so focused and nothing changed.
Mm.
Like, years later, you can marry a woman. I'm not saying this to scare you. And, like, at the time, you want her more than anything. And you're like, I can't believe she's letting me put a ring on her. 20 years later, you would chop off your left hand to sniff a different woman's fart. Like, that's what it gets to. I'm just saying, I respect once in a while when I hate someone, and that just lingers. And, like, 5 years go by, and I just still hate him like a son of a bitch. It's good to have constants in life. I don't know. I'm rambling on this one.
But, yeah, no. All right, so just this whole idea of what's the appropriate level of... When married people or people in relationships, people who are coupled up, hang out with people who are single, you know, and vice versa. Like, this intersection, Some people seem to be very uncomfortable with the idea of intermingling. I feel like both of us are more comfortable with either or. But there are those days like New Year's where it can get awkward when these two groups are commingled, I feel.
No, absolutely. You really don't think that, like, some guy who's been with his chick for a couple of years isn't going to look to torpedo one of the needy chicks? I would. Good
That's
Lord.
So strange, man.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like, why would you look for that while you're with your girl? I don't understand.
Convenience. You're like, oh, honey, I'm going to refresh my cup. Would you like a drink as well? And then, you know, she says yes or no, and you walk to the kitchen, and the girl who was, like, crying 5 seconds earlier, and you consoled her about, like, oh, you'll find someone, and then you just do it, you know, knock its boots, as the kids say.
Wow, you watch way too much porn, man.
And then you walk really back do. To your... No, I've done double-timey crap like that before.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Been out with one girl and just... Yeah,
I guess some people get a rush from that, apparently.
Yeah, no, yeah. We've discovered that I have multiple sexual issues. That would be one of them. Do love me, not keeping it in my pants.
But I guess the other flip is, like, when people will refuse to hang out with couples if they're single, or if they're, like, in a couple and refuse to hang out with their single friends anymore. That's an extreme, too. I guess it's hard for each of us to find that balance, though.
Do you think that's a security thing? Like, they are worried about, like, single people in the mix and someone getting attracted to someone else, so it's easier being with the couples?
No, because I think it even comes down to just what you're saying. Like, some women have a problem with their dude going out and just doing dude things with the bros.
Yeah.
Which I think is healthy. I think most successful marriages, people realize at a certain point that they need a day away from each other. I think it's really a mistake of sometimes, I think we're still at the age where we have friends who make that mistake of, well, because we're in a relationship, we have to see each other all the time.
Like,
whenever we have free time. And that sounds draining to me.
I have friends who had their chick purchase matching outfits. To me, that's the line in the sand. That's the Rubicon right there.
I mean, Halloween costumes is one thing.
No, this isn't like a horse that needs two people. I'm talking about, like, matching snazzy hats and shirts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'd have to see a picture before I could really, like,
I'll have to dig through Instagram and find it for you.
All right. I mean, there's a time and place potentially for that. I'm not going to say one way or the other just based on your description.
Yeah, the grave. If you die together.
Oh, my gosh.
That would be appropriate. Outside of that.
Okay. But, you know, like, let's get a better example from me is... watching basketball, baseball, or soccer. Anytime I partake in one of those activities, my girl will not get anywhere close to the television. So I just need
she
to go
good
do that
taste
with...
taste in sports.
But, you know, it's just like one of those things. It's like, really? You want to come watch baseball with my friends? Like, I have known people who just, like, have to go everywhere with their partner.
That would drive me nuts.
Yeah, it's just
that
like...
That would drive me nuts.
Oh, I guess, like, jokes about... dunking on Chris Bosch and screwing his mom are not going to fly today because Mac brought his girl.
If Mac brought his girl, Mac's girl needs to be cool with whatever goes down.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So then, like,
she's the turd in the punch bowl. She needs to be cool with people doing what they're going to do.
I'm like, I didn't come here to watch sports at a bar and not, like, say horribly offensive things about other people's moms. Like, that's kind of why I watch sports. That's part of the enjoyment of watching the NBA. Because it's not about, like, oh, what's the playoff picture today? No, I want to see fools get dunked on, and then I want to live vicariously through people who can actually still dunk.
Wait, you've lost your ability to do so?
Oh, yeah, ever since I... Here's the formula for me on dunking.
I used to see you, like, vaguely dunk, and now you can't.
Since I have weighed more than 165 pounds,
yeah,
I have not been able to dunk.
Oh, no.
It was based largely on the fact I was, like, crazy skinny before the age of 25. Yeah.
Oh, God.
That was it.
That's sad. We are getting old and dying, aren't we? Oh, we are mortal. I don't like this.
Yeah, no, I feel like Sean Kemp now.
Oh, God. Nah, the whole aging thing. I dyed my hair again because I've been
oh,
letting
yeah, you
it...
did. I didn't even notice.
You did? Shoe polish black. I look like Saddam Hussein.
You do. Like, after he was found hiding in the bunker.
Exactly, with the gray beard, fishing in his open mouth. No, I do it, man, because I'm letting it grow in right now. I don't know why. Long hair's the biggest bitch on earth. But over the winter, you know what? I just want to become like a shaggy, Hagrid-looking, disgusting thing. And so I dyed it because, like, if there's anything worse than my nappy pube hair, it's just a couple of the ringlets up front where I'm also thinning being gray. So I dyed it, and it's like I haven't mastered the art of dyeing my hair yet. Like, if I get the dark brown color, it turns out like a cheese yellow almost on the grays. And then if I get the black, which is one step lower than the dark brown, I have hair like you. Except you're half Asian, so it works on you. And even your dad had hair like I don't know what.
Yeah, it was pretty dark.
Stolen hair, too. Yeah. You got it from both sides. I have like a healthy brownish highlight thing going through mine, and now it's dead. But yeah, I'm hurt you didn't notice. You commented on my disgusting gray locks last week, and I was like, you know what, F Howie.
And oh, wow.
Busted out my Just for Men.
That's the point, though. Like, the gray honestly, like, sticks out more, whereas, you know, when you cover it with the black purely, I hate to admit, but yeah, it looks
more younger.
Seamless.
Look
yeah.
more virile. I know. Look like I should be a CEO. What can I say? So, yeah, that was one of my weekend projects, dyeing my hair. And I'm sorry we're, like, painfully segueing away from your chick talk. And you're getting engaged, which, by the way, how are you doing that? Like,
I have no idea. This is why, like, I don't know when or how it's going to happen. That's why I came on the show this week. I was like, dang, I wonder if John has any ideas. If they're bad enough, it'll just make me feel better about whatever crappy idea I come up with.
I can't even fathom getting engaged to someone. Like, I'll be honest, and I'm not saying that to, like, scare the hell out of you. I'm just that immature.
All right.
Like, when people talk about kids and crap, I'm like, whoa, don't you have to wait a little? It's like, dude, I'm in my mid-30s. I mean, that's where I'm about to hit 34, and if someone brought up kids with me, I'm like, that's not the right time for that. Just something in my DNA. I mean, Christ, my dad dumped me out when he was like 47 or something. That seems appropriate to me. Like, when you just get so old, you're like, I have nothing.
But what do you think about, like, the viral video engagement?
Asinine. I hate anything like that. Why, were you thinking that?
Absolutely not.
Good.
Absolutely
not. I was
gonna
say, I've seen what we've put online. It doesn't get traffic.
You're
gonna do a viral video engagement video and it'll get 8 hits and she'll just pity you.
I find the coordination of friends in some sort of display in order to show that someone should marry you is
odd. There's nothing I hate more than that. And nothing I hate more than silly pregnancy photos. Like, oh, we put a bike pump up to my chick's belly. And then there's like 6 photos taken, you know, like one every 2 months or so. Because babies take a year to be born. I know biology. And like they're inflating it and inflating it. And then pow, in the last one, the baby's popped out. I hate all that crap. I hate cutesy crap in general being shared with your friends. To me, like your romantic life, it's like taking a dump. You enjoy it, and the door stays shut, and it's between you and you alone. You and the turlet.
But what about just public engagements? Take the video out. People have been proposing in public since,
hate
like...
hate that, too.
It weirds me out. Like, what weirds you out about it? I just want to know what you think.
I hate people needing to magnify their life by making it public, said the man with the podcast. No, there's so many things that shouldn't be really, for my money, talked about in public in like a serious way. Like, I hate it. I'll be honest. I hate when people post on Facebook that like a loved one died. What? So they can get like a million status, you know, people saying, oh, I'm so sorry. What does that really mean? Like, anyone I truly care about, I'll communicate with outside of Facebook. I'll let them know outside of Facebook. Like, I wouldn't, if, you know, I lost someone, I wouldn't expect you to then comment on Facebook and say, hey, sorry for your loss. In fact, if you commented via Facebook, I'd be like, what a pecker. He didn't at least send me a text or a call.
What's strange is I think I agree with you on this point, and yet, like, I would prefer it if my friends who had pets just posted on Facebook, because it would be weird, I feel, for them to call me to let me know their dog had died.
The dog's different. I wouldn't share that one way or the other.
I appreciate knowing, because, like, if you've met someone's pet and you bring it up, like, hey, how's Fluffy doing? And they just start, like, bursting out in tears.
They're a basket case, then. That's the answer to that.
Really?
Yeah, grow up. Someone, you know, Howard doesn't have a master's in keeping track of your pet's heartbeat.
I don't know, man. Like, I understand that, you know, pets are different than people. Like, I know people say, I can't believe that person cried when their dog died, but then when grandpa went, they were just stoic. And to me, I'm just like, I'm sorry, but how often do you see your relatives? Your pet's there every day.
Yeah.
Like, I imagine you're going to reach down sometimes when you're on the couch and the dog's not there, and you're just going to cry.
Yeah, you're exactly.
It's like that.
The woman's
like,
going to smear peanut butter on her privates and then go, oh, wait, and weep to herself.
Good old Chelsea Handler.
Yeah, I hate public emotion in general. You know, don't
okay.
good, bad, just bottle it up or deal with it on your own.
Because I don't like public engagements for a different reason. It's more of a functional reason. Have you ever known
you'd
someone?
Have to spend the money taking her out to dinner?
So I knew a guy in law school. He
Shylock.
He proposed to a girl at a family reunion type setting. It was her family.
Okay.
In that situation, how does she say no?
You're right. That's why it should be done. Like, just you guys are eating dinner or some crap alone and over some Chinese carryout.
I just feel like for the majority of women, it's usually staged when a woman says no in public. Because what I think most women will do if they actually have some concern for the person who is mistakenly proposing to them, they'll at least try to let them down privately after the fact, but will give them that like 5 minutes of believing that she said yes.
When they're on the Jumbotron.
Just to save them from the public humiliation of like, ooh, this is awkward.
Yeah.
There's 1,000 people, even 20 people. You know, it could just be like a family gathering and it's just like, crap, I'm just going to give these people a moment. I'm going to talk to this fool maybe tomorrow and just let them know that this is never going to happen. Whereas like, that's why I want to do it privately. First off, I'm just like, obviously, I don't think she's going to say no. We've been talking about this for a while. But still, it's just,
be
you
hilarious
have to give
if she
some...
did. Don't get me wrong.
I'm just saying, you have to give like the utmost opportunity for honesty. Because I think that's what marriages should be built on. That's, I haven't ever been married, but you know, I suspect that's a good trait. So why I'm going for the private moment.
I hate any big moment, especially when it comes to marriage crap, because guess what? It is the marathon of marathons.
Yeah.
And if you treat it like a sprint and you blow all the good crap, like if you do all the good stuff up front, like I want to set the bar so low that like 7 years in when it's like, oh, did you take out the trash and you're on the couch? You go, yes, yes, I did. She comes over and like hugs you and she's like, there's my man. And she isn't thinking back to like the time you got a prison to sing Pete Cetera to her to propose, you know, Glory of Love by the Folsom Prison Boys. Because, yeah, that you do that, and then it's like, oh, what are we going to do for the one-year anniversary? It's like, we're going to go to Chipotle, because that's what I can afford. I blew it all on the Black Swans for our wedding. And then by year two, she's like, oh, this son of a bitch. Because what? You're not shooting the moon and stars out of your ass for her? No, man, I don't like it.
Yeah, the whole process is strange, because as you, like, we haven't actually started wedding planning. We're not engaged, but, you know, we talked about what does wedding planning look like? And as far as I can tell, I understand better now why people are so stressed out by planning weddings. I understand it better now.
That's why, again, I hate big weddings. Jerry and Carly, our friends.
You thought that was a big wedding?
No, they did it right.
Okay.
They invited 20 people, got like 6 plates of barbecue and 2 blueberry cobblers. And
yeah, I'd say it was like, what, about 60 people? 80? It was definitely under 100.
Yeah, I was going to say it was closer to like 40 or something.
Might have been about 50, yeah. I was going to guess 60. But yeah, that's a great number.
It's perfect. I'd want to just do the courthouse crap.
But the problem is like,
I'm the most.
You're always going to have
friends
who are pissed. They're always going to be pissed. Like, you're going to come up to me in 2 years and be like, Howard, why didn't you invite me to the wedding? And I was going to be like, you have a loud mouth, John. Like, what do you want? I can't sit you next to just kidding.
Yeah.
All our grandparents are dead anyway.
I think all of my chicks are dead. Yeah. Lord knows mine are. My grandparents had my parents late in life.
Oh, yeah. We should talk about this real quick. Because how old, when were your grandparents born?
Oh,
you and I both have
God,
really old families.
Oh, jeez. I mean, my granddad on my the dad's Greek side was like
19th century, right?
Yeah, like 1890s or some yeah. junk. My mom's dad was born 1900, if I
yeah.
recall.
Yeah, my dad's dad was born 1901.
Yeah, man. No, it's great. I want to yeah. continue that tradition, passing on damaged, mentally ill sperm to my kids. Like, I just want to shoot them in the genetic foot from the get-go.
But they will be the greatest podcasting geniuses yeah, exactly. the world has ever seen.
Yeah, weirdly sexual addicted and making YouTube channels at age 4. Born to it. Well, that's hardcore, man, getting engaged.
I just have no idea what to say. Like, what are you supposed to say?
I would be, like, heartfelt but direct. So let's pretend I'm proposing to you.
Okay, great. I've been waiting for this moment yeah. since we first met.
So I go like, hey, Howard. I was going to do a joke like, we're not getting any younger. And you're fun to screw.
All right.
No, Howard, you know, I'm happy with you. I think you're happy with me.
Right. Okay, that's good.
And I don't have any interest in finding anything with anyone else. I want to continue what we have. And I want to make that official and permanent.
I think you actually mean that, John. You know, I'm really going to have to think long and hard about becoming a co-host named in the title of the show. Yeah, thank
you. I'm fine with that, actually. I don't care. So.
Sorry, man. Actually, speaking of engagements, like, the spring isn't going to come for free. So
yeah, we need to monetize the site.
I'm going to have to, ironically, I'm going to be on the show less in the near future, and it will largely be due to having to pay for this engagement ring by working for a funeral home.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not even kidding. That's how I'm going to make money in the next few months. So.
Like, in a legal capacity? Or are you going to, like, be putting cotton in, like, corpses' bunks?
No, they need a lawyer. And so that's what I'm going to be working
on. I thought you were talking, like, 6 feet under.
No,
like,
no, no, no.
Bend them over, put the vacuum in there.
No, that's not what I do. That's
okay.
not what I do.
That would be interesting. Like, if Howard got into I could see you. You're an offbeat enough guy where I could see you in the funeral business.
Yeah, I mean, I I've been in some awkward situations in my life where I realize, like, oh, this upsets people more than me. So, like, you just have to let them cry it out.
Yeah.
I think I've talked about it on the show before. Have I talked about the time, like, I was playing pickup basketball and this guy died?
No.
Yeah.
That is, well, I want to say hilarious, but yeah, it's hilarious. What?
The stunning part to me was like, no. First, I was just stunned because nobody really knew CPR. So it reminds me, and everybody home, go get CPR certified.
Don't you just like breathe in their mouth and pump on their ribs a bit? I've seen it on TV. Is there anything?
Yeah, like
that?
I helped the guy who was doing it, but it was too late anyway. The guy was dead.
Like, how old was he?
I supported his neck. He was in his 50s.
He just had like a massive heart attack in front of you. That's primal. That,
So, like, I mean, just to bring this down a whole notch, like, I did watch my dad die when I was 5.
I was gonna say, like, we've both lost our dads. You had it, like, so young.
But, you know, he drowned, and so, like, I watched them try to resuscitate him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I didn't realize until I watched this guy die at basketball that was a strange thing to have experienced as a child.
Yeah.
Because, like, I went over the guy who was like trying to, it turned out it sucks. It was his brother. So this guy's brother was the one doing CPR on him. And I didn't know this. I was just playing basketball with these guys. So the guy was like pumping the chest, blowing the guy's mouth, and he wasn't supporting the guy's neck. So I was like, I'll hold his neck while you blow. I couldn't remember exactly what needed to be done. So instead of doing both, I let him do it anyway. Like, see, they came, the paramedics came, just declared him dead on the scene, but
his heart just exploded.
Yeah. And so like, everybody there was just like stunned and like lying on the floor almost. Like they couldn't even leave the gym.
Really?
And like I didn't feel guilty, but I was just like, everybody here is just kind of shell shocked.
I would be like, hey, we were ahead at the time this happened.
No, honestly, like I was just like, we did all we could do. I mean, like, they came and they did all they could do. Like, everybody was on their phone calling 911 for the second that he went down. We all felt slightly guilty because not a single one of us really knew how to do CPR properly.
Yeah.
It sucked the guy's brother had to try to do it and he didn't do a good job. He couldn't help him anyway, though. At any rate, like, at that point, I was just like, I didn't know this guy. Everybody here tried their best. I do feel guilty along with everybody else. I didn't know CPR better, but the reality is, I just played basketball. I'm going to go to Wendy's drive-thru. And then I got a couple of friends who were playing like N64. I can't remember what system was out at the time, but they had a bag of weed and a video
dead,
game.
But Dave is alive, so let's
go. I was
to
just
Wendy's.
Like, I got to... I told my friends I was going to come over after basketball. I'm still going to go.
I'll tell you what it is. Straight up. You and I have had deaths really close to home. And once that happens, as long as you don't have your head in your ass about it, I feel you're inoculated in some ways.
Yeah.
Like, to any sort of lesser death. Where you're like, hey, dude, that's just some guy I met 5 minutes ago. What do I care?
Well,
whereas
not just...
people who haven't encountered that, like, it almost blows their mind people can die, period. You know, like, if you just haven't seen death, you've never faced in any way your own mortality. And so when it's just like...
But that's America, man. This is one of the reasons I think people overseas, like, kind of hate Americans and they're, like, distanced from, like, real life. Because we shelter our kids from, like... I hate to say this. I saw this on an episode of Criminal Minds where they were talking about we have retold all the major grim fairy tales in a way that is a Disney-fied version of it when all those tales are so messed up. Horrible things happen in all the grim tales. Like, people are cutting off their feet in order to wear the glass slipper because they want to marry the prince. You know, like, children are being eaten. Like, these things are actually ending poorly for many of the characters. And we change all that because everybody deserves a happy ending in America.
Yeah, and that's what we're sold. And so when we see that it isn't always the case, it blows our minds. Like, everything. You have to understand, you're not just seeing someone die. Your entire belief system is collapsing in front of you.
Belief system? That's rough to me. I mean, you're being challenged. That's definitely true.
I think a lot of people walk through life with the thought that science is great, medicine is great, I'm going to live until I'm 70 or 80, no problem. And when I go, it'll be like for something, you know, like I'll lie in a hospital bed for 2 days and all my loved ones will come by and say their goodbyes. And then I'll just kind of go, and that'll be that. And it blows their mind when they don't see that. But you're right. In foreign countries, it's like, oh, hey, where's my friend Steve from my fourth grade class? It's like, oh, a sniper killed Steve yesterday.
Yeah.
But your homework is still due.
Or like Wyclef, you know? Wyclef is like a little kid, asks his mom, hey, where'd my brother go? Oh, he's dead. He got shot in the Civil War.
Yeah, man.
You know? It's just like...
That was my dad. Like, his oldest brother when he was a kid, like, just was killed by Greek communist guerrillas or some crap.
Jeez.
Yeah, so he just grew up. He's like, oh, life is horrible. People die. Like, I didn't get that lesson until he croaked when I was 20. But, like, yeah, after that, it... I don't know, it gives you a better view on life. It's like, yeah, man, we could all go at any time. It's not safe.
Yeah.
We're all building on sand.
We're not getting any younger, John.
Exactly.
Those hips are not going to get you what you want out of a lady friend any faster 10 years from now. So.
Yeah. So so don't pull out and have that kid. That's what you should do, Howard.
Maybe you'll be called Uncle John. We'll see how this goes, man.
Yeah, I think I might eventually be that uncle to a couple of the kids that my friends have. I don't do anything weird with kids. Kids seem to like me. I think maybe because I'm indifferent. It's like the way we like cats. It's like me, you bastard.
Sorry. I was just thinking about if your brother ever has to pay child support, make sure he sticks in there that the kids have to call you Uncle John. That's part of the court order decree.
No, I think that's my appeal to kids because everyone like coos and oohs over them.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, hey, you know, like I'll just give him a tussle of the hair. I'm like, ugh. And then the kid's like, why isn't this one like me?
Interesting. I thought you get along with pets and children pretty well.
I'm like a retard.
Yeah. It's really weird. Yeah. You are kind of autistic because
yeah.
It's like little kids are awesome to you because they'll just insult you to your face and you love it.
Yeah, I don't care. They're being real. It's hilarious. No, I love little kids and animals. You got it right.
Little kids are trill.
And then, yeah. It's the adults I don't do. So well. Yeah. Well, I guess we can go out on that awkward note. I was about to tell the story of my weekend pink eye, but...
Ew. Yeah, I got to wash my hands after talking to you today.
A lot.
Man.
I haven't had pink eye since I was like a kid, man.
When we were doing the football show before this, I kept feeling like my eye was twitchy, and I think it was just because you had mentioned to me that you had pink eye.
You're as bad as my mom. Like, I've been so careful not to touch my face with anything but, like, the back of my forearm. Yeah. And she's just, like, every 2 minutes, like, my eyes are so itchy. What have you given me? And I'm like, one, nothing. And two, if I did, it's pink eye, dummy.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, I woke up with my eye, like, just bloodshot to hell on Saturday. It's the best get-out-of-jail card ever, Howard. My girlfriend was like, when am I coming over? And I'm like, oh, sweetie, I have to stay home and watch football in bed all day because I have pink eye. And then, like, my friends wanted me to come out. I'm like, can't, guys, pink eye. And they're all just like, stay the hell away from me. Like, you're not asocial. You just have pink eye. You're taking one for the team all of a sudden. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Every Saturday, I'm going to wake up and just dump lemon juice in my eyeballs on the hour. Oh, my God. It's the best thing ever. And you get to play CSI feces. Like, what got into my eye? I've narrowed it down to, like, I was handling Skylanders at Toys R Us. And then I guess, like, a kid was just picking his A and touched those. And then I wiped my face after and got it.
Ew.
It's that. It is my cats who licked their ass on the regular.
Yeah.
Kissed my face in my sleep. Because the night before it happened, I let my cats... like, just stay in bed with me. I usually lock them out. And sometimes I'll wake up and they're doing crap on my face. So they could have brown-eyed me. And last but not least, a very unhygienic friend of mine gave me wrist strength builders a couple days ago. Like, you know, just those little things that look like the letter V, but with a spring in the middle.
Okay.
And
is this a friend who doesn't keep hand soap in the bathroom?
Yes.
Okay.
And yeah, exactly. Even if he wanted to clean it, he couldn't. And I was using those frequently and then touching my Xbox controller and then wiping my face afterward. So yeah, it's like as soon as you get pink eye, you just wash everything you have in alcohol. And you try to narrow down how fecal matter got in your eyeball because it's a little bit unsettling. But I can't advise it enough when it comes to like getting sympathy and getting out of everything. Because no, to me, it's like the clap. Like, it's just funny to have it. It's easily fixed, and it's a good laugh for everyone. Like, I would love to get the clap once or twice, as long as it was quickly diagnosed, and they gave me the shot immediately. Like, I had one burning pee, and I was like, oh, that's what Eddie Murphy joked about in, not Delirious, what was the other one? Raw. And then I'd have my dick back. But, and that's the same thing with pink eye. Like, you just laugh, because you're like, everyone's scared crapless about it for some reason. And it's like, dude, it just poo got in my eye. Why is that scary? It's just funny. Because it just makes your eye pink. That's it. There's no discomfort. My eye hasn't wept. My mom's like, you could lose the eye. I'm like, what weird mutant variant Andromeda strain pink eye is that? You damn worrying bitch. Oh, man. So, yeah, pink eye. I can't recommend it highly enough for getting out of everything you need to do.
It's better as an excuse than an actual affliction, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I will go with that.
I mean, pink eye, though, like, it was the most perfectly timed thing. Because I had to hang out with people. And do you know how I spent my Saturday, the wild card weekend? I didn't leave my bed, dude.
You just flip between porn and the NFL.
Yeah, that was it. I just, and I even watched, like, streams of the NFL off of Reddit. So it's just, like, on Reddit gone wild. And then it's like, oh, it's 4:30, time to watch the game. And I went to the subreddit for NFL streams and started watching on my monitor. It was sweet. All right, I guess we can go out on that one. Howie, thank you. Congrats on your engagement. Mazel. Your girl's Jewish, I got to say that. Good things, good things. Let me know and let the rest of us know how it goes. You're doing it this week. Maybe we can do some Roxanne action and I can like dictate in your ear what to say to her.
Oh, wow, yeah. When are you putting this up? I might listen to this episode again. I forgot what you said.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll give you, like, a real one. You know, it's kind of weird proposing to a man. If you need an actual script.
Not anymore, man. 21st century, baby.
That's true. We'll write you something up together. Show is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. He's Howard Flood. InPapa'sBasement.com is the site. Everything we've ever done is hosted there. At Papa's Basement, if you want to tweet me, facebook.com/Papa's Basement, although Facebook can eat my balls because they've changed their metrics, and now something like 1 in 100 people who have liked the page actually see the posts I put up. So guess what, Facebook? I'm never paying you money, So we're just going to stay there with you not really promoting my site anymore. So that works out great for everybody. PFpod.com, Papa's Football Podcast. That is the football show that we do together. And last but not least, SpookiesComic.com, a comic I write with a buddy of mine. If you do podcast subscriptions, so close to freedom, podcast subscriptions, find us on iTunes using the podcast app on any iDevice, Papa's Football Podcast and Papa's Basement, both with P-A-P-A apostrophe S, and Stitcher if you do the droid because you are poor or a nerd and foreign. We determined that third thing could also be a factor. All right, till the next one. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.